Today is March 7th. Spring training dolls on. Let's talk Yanks. You like that?
Wow.
Came up with it right on the spot.
Set the tone.
Yeah, it's dull. It is dull. Don't care about it.
Jumping the shark.
But I do care about it.
John Boy and Jake.
Recaps galore. Weekly awards. Stat lines. Steaming hot takes.
Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks, episode number bloop, bloop, bloop.
1020.
I don't know why I decided to do that without knowing the number. My bad.
1020.
My name is Jimmy. This is Joke, and then that's Jake, and BBD's here. We're in the warehouse studios as we are under in the middle of a giant production filming our ball and play tournament, and the Yankees are they're in giant production too, a thing called spring training. Jake, spring training.
Jim, Beeps, if you hear some ancillary noise, it's just Peter Moylan and Nick Cass as we're coming live from the warehouse. Jim, I think you're right. Spring training has hit kind of the... There's not much appealing about it right now.
I need them to be like at the last week.
Right.
When the starters are going more and I...
Final roster spots. Like, we're going to get... You know, I think we're going to talk about
the next like round of cuts. I think will lock us back.
I think we're a week away from Boone and the Yankees reveal the pitcher and a half that we didn't know coming into the season that'll make the roster. Mm-hmm. Whether that's Nick Birdie or what is it, Enyel Santos?
Santos.
That sounded. I didn't like.
And
that.
Can I tell you something? You know how I ride.
What was that?
I ride up 0 to 100, and I don't. I don't like being in the middle.
You're always like, I'm 0 to 100 real quick.
I am officially, and this is in the context of spring training.
Okay.
Worried about Stan.
Okay.
I keep watching the at-bats. Like, I'm filming myself watching them. There it is. And it's been a lot of the same results. The high fastballs fly out, like easy fly out or ground out. Like, so I'm getting worried. I know you're not supposed to care about spring training at-bats, but I'd love to see more. So maybe the last 2 weeks of spring training, he stops just tracking the ball and he like, you know, now I'm going
to... I'm a hit.
Now I'm going to take these at-bats like real at-bats. So I need to get to the point where I think they're all doing that.
Okay.
To put more stock into it.
Hey, I know we talked about that Mexico series a little bit. That should be some good Stan stuff.
You kind of had
ball
me out
flies
on that.
Out there. Well, I'm out, but I think Stan will probably hit a home run there. Okay. And we'll be like, okay, Stanton's ready to go. Did you see they bat him? Yesterday they had... a real lineup, and they batted Stanton sixth behind Glaber. So I don't know.
Could happen.
It's what should happen unless Stanton like starts to click.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about that Soto Judge protection area. We've talked about that. You know, ideally, I think it's Rizzo Stanton if everyone was clicking, but Glaber's like very much earned it. And kind of a better at bat if we're talking about like, hey, there's two outs. They walk Soto and Judge. We need a run here.
Yeah.
Glaber's kind of the better. So I don't know. Just something to watch. So you're okay, Stanton.
It was Stanton 6, Verdugo 7.
Let's see if Stanton's a factor this year. And oh my God, did I just say factor?
You did.
What do you think about factor meals?
I do like them.
I've eaten a lot of them.
Yeah, I would like one right now. It takes my brain out of eating, which is nice.
That should be... We'll have to ask them if they like that as their slogan.
Be brainless.
Take your brain out. I think they want you to be brain full when you order it, because they've got 35 options to choose from.
Random button.
Calorie smart, protein plus, keto. I like that. Just a, mystery box.
I think you can do that.
Yeah, I just say, you tell me, fellas.
Pancake smoothies and more. They're in the breakfast game, midday bites and more. And sign up and save. I know the city, my goodness.
This city.
Going grocery shopping just is the worst experience in the city. It's if you did a top five bad things about the city, it's grocery shopping.
Because you have to, and because the places stink.
If you're
someone that likes produce,
They should just
nowhere has everything you want.
Make two grocery stores. You have to get this, this, and this. Anyways, go
there
get
one
Factor.
In the city that was good.
Factormeals.com/Yanks50. What's that about? When you use code Yanks50, you'll get 50% off. Bingo. Code Yanks50, factormeals.com. And the other thing that we probably left out at this time, super easy. 2 minutes in the microwave. Like, you don't have to do meal prep. This is what Jim said. He doesn't like to think. Or some things he loves to think about.
Yes.
Food.
Not one of them.
Go get Factor Meals. Factormeals.com/Yanks50, 50% off. Okay.
I just got terrible news for you.
Oh, no. Jimmy.
The spring training offensive stats are awful.
Okay.
Like, awful. Besides Soto and Rizzo. And Volpe.
Our judges.
He hasn't gotten that many bats. And that's, like, why Judge hasn't played at all. He's only got 9 at-bats.
Does he have a lot of walks in, like, the games he has played?
Two walks, two hits.
Seen it really well.
But for the people that are getting a lot of run, that they're trying to see, like, get ready, like Oswaldo Cabrera, who has the most at-bats on the team, he's got 1 hit.
Yeah, that's not
and good. And is a single.
Lefty Oswaldo.
Don't think.
No Wells one has doubles. Hitting. None of the people that you want to be updated on have hit doubles besides Rizzo and Soto.
Volpe has one.
Yeah, but one is, like, right.
He has one. I get what you're saying.
If I did the 10 hitters and told you how many doubles they have as a group, right, out of the non-Rizzo and Soto, they have like 3 each. Yeah. Volpe has 1 double, 1 triple, no home runs. Verdugo has 1 double. Whoa. Gleyber has 1 double.
Triple. I remember Verdugo's double down the line. First game. Yeah. The alerts. This is the middle part of spring training that's kind of the worst.
It's like if you were just tracking it and just like getting the feel of it, I need that to be over. They say it takes 2 weeks. We're kind of there. And so like I need to see some results from DJ and Stanton and these guys.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I was literally just about to say like I saw a DJ swing I liked. And the fact that I'm saying that, that's tough.
Yeah. Because
that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not. It wasn't a hit.
Either way.
It was a foul ball. I just liked the swing. So what do you really do with that?
Verdugo's got a 0.91 batting average.
Okay.
Double.
DJ's got a 0.83.
Lower.
Well, Stan's got a
0.77. Glaber's hitting well. Oswaldo Cabrera's got a 0.56. So just nothing. Like crazy empty.
What happened?
It's getting weird.
Because those first two games they put up double digits, and I was like, I kind of turned off my spring training game.
I think a lot of people did, and with the Soto and the Rizzo and just the vibes being good, everyone's high, so I hate that I'm doing this to everyone, but no one's hitting.
To be fair, Soto and Rizzo
can carry. and Gleyber and Judge and Volpe, so to be fair,
right,
you could say more than half the lineup. Just want DJ and Stanton to show me something. Watching more closer.
Okay.
And we go down there.
Okay. We'll see you guys down there.
You know who's not in camp anymore? Spencer Jones.
Yeah.
And you know who didn't swing and miss at a single pitch in camp? Spencer Jones.
Spencer Jones. There goes the offense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was in 467.
Give him a first baseman's mitt already. He ran kind of funky. I know he's fast. He's tall guy fast. Runs kind of funky.
Oswaldo Cabrera.
I got scouting reports.
Oswaldo Cabrera. Most at-bats on the team. Oswaldo Cabrera.
Yeah.
0 hits, 0 walks. 1 hit, 0 walks, my bad. 0.56 on base percentage.
Dramatic pause? I don't know. Does that change the needle of the Yankees looking for bench pieces? Because there's still been rumors.
To me, if DJ is doing this, go get me Donnie Barrels.
You're on the barrel train.
Well, he's the best available bench piece if he would want to come to the Yankees. Older in his career, and he's like, I'll bank on injuries to get playing time. I'll be a role player at first, and I'll be on a team that is looking to be in the playoffs, unless he's getting offers from other playoff teams. Like, he's what I would go
get. But can Solano play third? Like, I feel like he was...
He literally can.
I guess that's my thing.
I'll look into some metrics.
And that's, you know, I know there's Peraza discussions that we've had. I think Solano's leaning like second first at this point in his career.
Well, range factor, arm strength don't grade great. The sprint speed doesn't grade great.
No.
Both of those are under the 15th percentile.
All Who three cares? He was last year, according to Outs Above Average, he was bad at coming in on the ball at third base. He was only -1 Outs Above Average at third. I think TJ's like that. I think
Solano was -1 at third, -1 at second, -2 at first. First gets always gets funky. I don't know. I know he played at least 10 games at each.
Okay.
What do you want? Huh?
Well, I heard King Biebs mentioned J.D. Davis. Is that an actual rumor, or is that... Did someone tweet something, or is this just...
No, Farhan...
Is that reporting? Farhan said he's available.
Farhan
shot.
Farhan said it's likely there's a trade before camp ends because they have surplus infielders now. J.D. Davis would be the one they would trade. And then, like, articles went out like, well, who would need a third baseman slash extra bat? And then the Yankees were on the list because they were just in on Kike. Now... Boone said, well, yeah, we were in on Kike, but that was only if another transaction happened that opened up a spot in the 40-man, which could be literally anything. There's a lot of guys in the 40-man that is available, but people were guessing it would be Rortfett because
Trevino's back Sunday.
Rortfett might be end of camp trade, or they'll waive him and hope no one picks him up.
Right.
If you save it for the end, like that's what they did with Florial last year, where they waived him right after everybody set their lineup and set their rosters and are less inclined to make a waiver claim.
Pick up a third.
I think he'd get picked up.
Somebody is going to talk themselves into wanting a catcher.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well,
like there's a chance. There's also
backup catchers at deadlines usually just get grabbed. Like the trade deadline, there's so much movement in backup catchers.
You can get
catchers.
Them for basically free.
Yeah.
There's.
Lefty backup catcher. I don't know. He hasn't done a ton of hitting, and I would have to look at other teams' catching situations, I suppose.
Tough defensive reel the other day.
Here's what I'll say.
My bad, DJ at third base was +3 outs above average.
Yeah, I think he fields. He just the throwing. If J.D. Davis is on the table.
You want him?
Poppy's very interested because I don't think there's a real price tag. It would be like a prospect we probably haven't heard of.
Rortfett.
If they want a catcher,
bada bing, bada boom.
I think they have catchers. They like Patrick Bailey, and they traded for Tom Murphy. Check out Talking Baseball, because Poppy knows ball.
Move Rortfett to the field.
Easy with that.
Which mic?
J.D. Davis. Easy with that.
I've got the one not in your hand.
J.D. Davis, career OPS plus. Career.
110.
113. 594 games. Like, J.D. Davis can hit.
Yeah, and Mets I know fans are laughing. Giants, I said this to Jolly, and he was like, you don't want him.
Right. I do think we had some Giants fans tell us that he made strides at third base. The whole Mets thing was he could never play third base. He's never had a true position. So that's the whole thing. But if he can hit as just that bench piece we've been kind of talking about, fill in, if he can, you know, J.D. Davis is a player that I'm going to check some splits.
Are you worried about kind of third base being J.D., D.J., J.D., so many of the same initials floating back and forth?
I think that's ideal.
But J.D. didn't work out. He just retired.
Oh,
congrats
for sure.
On a great
congrats
career.
On retirement.
Great career.
J.D. Davis had 3 months last year with an OPS in the eights. Like, he's a guy that's
can really
that's help. A nice bench player.
Outs above average, J.D. Davis at third base last year, +5. Graded out better
Giants
than DJ.
Giants fans are saying he made strides, but they went out and got Matt Chapman.
Good at coming in on the ball.
If J.D. Davis is on the table, I think he's making 7 mil.
6.9.
He'd defer some.
What was that?
You want to pay 14 mil for him?
Like, that's a player that doesn't really have a position that's getting paid $7 million. Again, the price tag on that's almost nothing. That we would have J.D. Davis and Trent Grisham on the bench. And
how
that's
about this?
Like, nice.
How about this?
That's nice.
Would you rather pay $7 million plus $7 million, so $14 million for J.D. Davis, and give up a prospect,
right?
Or sign Donovan Solano for $2 million plus the $2 million tax, $4 million?
J.D. Davis.
Because it's not your money.
Not my money.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, the equation for the Yankees.
I think the Yankees would choose the other one.
I think they would too.
Especially if they're giving up a piece, even if it's something we don't care about, the principle of giving up something to acquire him and the money. if they can get Solano for four.
No, who I'd like to ask, though? Good businessman? That same question? You know who's the best businessman I know, Jim?
Alex Rodriguez?
Alex Rodriguez.
I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal.
Exclusive.
Co-hosted by Yankees legend Alex Rodriguez. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes.
Exclusive.
Entertainers and executives like Maria Sharapova.
Oh.
Michael Strahan.
Gap.
Derek Jeter.
Best.
And more.
Okay.
The Deal takes you behind the scenes into the world of sports, media, and entertainment and dives into the wins, losses, and lessons learned along the way. Mm. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was really good.
Awesome.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news, Blake Snell
to Japan. The Red Sox have made their starting pitching move. They've extended Brian Bayo 6 years, $55 million.
Locked up.
Club option for seventh year, $21
million. Real dull?
Dull training.
Boring.
Hey, Brian
Bayo. Good for
Brian Bayo is E-Rod. He's in my brain. He's not real until he goes to another team and he's good there. And I'm like, oh, shit. You were good all those years you faced the Yankees. Mm. I never treated you like that.
He's still pretty young, right?
He's 24 right now.
But E-Rod was good against the Yankees, but every time he faced him, I was like, we got this. E-Rod's like
E-Rod's a boring pitcher. I think Bayo can be sexy.
Not in my brain yet. Not a shot fired at
Bayo.
Not a shot fired at Bayo. A shot fired at the Red Sox and my dumb brain.
I was just laughing because the front office, like, going to the team and Cora being like, you guys asked.
Yeah.
Here you go. Bayo's locked up. Do you want to talk some bullpen? Because Tommy Canley's hurt, and I just laughed thinking about Katie Sharp saying Conley.
Mm. Yeah. I also just laughed at, like, maybe Boris thought.
Neither of us laughed.
I laughed. Boris Giolito.
Laugh.
Boris Giolito gets hurt, and that sucks, and I'm very upset about that. But if Boris was like, hey, you guys need some arms? I got arms. You guys need arms? And they're like, they're like, how do we get Boris to stop fucking texting us? They're like, well, let's do another move, extend Bayo.
Right.
So if that was the cat and mouse there, laptop died.
The what and the what?
Laptop died, so I might have no info the rest of the whole episode. Let's talk bullpen.
Tommy Canley is hurt and will start the season on the IL.
If you get hurt and miss work, it won't hurt to miss work.
Significant. The back end of our bullpen that we know and like currently is Clay and Johnny.
And the Ferg.
Clay, Johnny.
All in on the Ferg.
The Ferg and Ian Hamilton.
Yammy.
Are the five, like, kind of like fully locked. Victor Gonzalez is fully in the bullpen.
A little weird coming off seasons where we saw like six names in the bullpen we liked. Mm,
and Luke Weaver has a bullpen spot.
So Marinaccio, who is going to be assumed to ride the bus, he's like locked in.
I would assume he's in for opening day.
You have to assume. Your guy Nick Ramirez should be an option. He has options, right?
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
Cody
Poteet has options. Cody Morris,
right?
And you've been watching those. You said you were going to watch those.
I said I wanted to learn the difference between the Codys. I have not.
Okay.
I am on the Birdie bus.
Who's Birdie?
Nick Birdie.
Nick Birdie. I know about him.
He's a reliever. He's had two Tommy Johns and thoracic, which is scary, but he's still pumping a hunch.
Yeah. It's crazy he still has the stuff. He's a sicko.
Three innings pitched, three hits, one earned run thus far for Nick Birdie.
You got the strikeouts there?
Nasty.
Boring.
We like reliever strikeouts.
I do like reliever strikeouts.
It's been very visually pleasing.
I think it's like three innings, seven Ks or something like that. So
it is. You know who else has?
I'm on the Birdie bus.
You know who else has seven Ks?
Who's that?
Beater.
Clayton Biederman.
Five innings, though. And Nestor Cortes has seven Ks and 6.2 innings.
Like, I think I referenced this earlier in the show, and I'll see if you guys are
Cody Poteet. Okay. He's on if we're going on stats.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been really good.
They went and signed him. Split deal.
They like him.
3.2 innings pitch, 0 earned runs, 2 hits, 6 Ks.
Okay. I guess that's what, and Jim, I was just saying this. I alluded to it earlier in the show. We're a week away from getting the Boone quote that's like, Birdie's turned heads. And then it's like, okay, he's in the bullpen. Because that's what they did with Hamilton last year, right?
Hamilton and Cordero.
Right. Mm. We like
they let it be known.
Yeah. We do this game every year, and then they say names, which the Yankees never do. And then it's like, okay, that guy's on the team.
And I believe Boone the other day mentioned, I forget if he mentioned Birdie. I know he mentioned Yerry De Los Santos and Dennis Santana as guys who might be back end or front end of the bullpen.
Remember,
games. I never know back front there.
Remember when day before the last day of the season, they traded for Mike Tauchman and told Tyler Wade he's not on the team?
Yeah, that was brutal.
Brutal.
They did turned out to be really nice.
Too handsome for that.
Yeah.
They did an awfully similar. They signed Franchi on opening day last year. DFA'd Florial.
Yeah.
Okay. That one didn't work out as nice.
You want to? You give me a starting pitcher.
Can I put a Franchi ban this year? That really rubbed me the wrong way.
You give me a starting pitcher in the Yankees rotation.
Okay.
You name them, and I'll say hot or not according to their spring training stats. Just to give everyone a little update.
Marcus Stroman. In my head, hot. Okay.
Hot. Yep. Mm. That's all you get to know.
Gareth Cole.
Not.
Doesn't care.
Is one.
Wellesley.
It was one. It was two innings.
Vogelbach.
Ran too slow.
What? Oh, Vogelbach. Yeah. Okay.
Carlos Rodon. Cold.
Live BP.
But he's trusting.
Do you need to see something from him? Yes or no?
I've seen enough.
Okay.
And I'm more focused on his last start of the spring.
Okay.
Or maybe his last two, because he's clearly working on new pitches.
Yes.
Like
the shape of his like slider curve.
The home run he gave up to
Kirky.
That was the new pitch he's so like I don't care about that.
Yeah.
So I'd like to look at like his fastball numbers and all that. But right now, no.
What was he doing with Rizzo in the dugout? Did you see that? He was kind of goofy. Weird.
They were goofing. They're hyping each other up.
It was clearly goofy to me. But
I couldn't tell if it was a goof or a gaffe, but it was okay.
All right, who else you got?
Rodon's feeling good. We talked Cole. Severino's gone.
Yep.
Sevy's
but
gone.
Is he hot or cold?
Don't know.
You don't have that?
Don't have that.
He gets traded to the Yankees in midseason.
Yeah.
Clark Schmidt.
Hot.
Woo!
Hot as all get out.
And we got some good quotes on him, too.
6 innings pitch, 1 earned run.
Picking Stroh's ear on that sinker.
0 walks. Love that, Clarky. Are we talking to him when we go down there?
Believe so. We got to finalize some stuff.
Spoiler.
Nice. Nestor. Medium.
Okay. I'll take that.
Closer to not.
Yeah.
I think statistically, if you go and look, there's some weird defense on some of those. People are saying the pitches look really good.
Okay.
Huge.
Other updates.
That Soto dive ball.
Heel got some run, but he's back. He's not in Major League Camp anymore.
But he pitched yesterday.
Some velo.
Tully started a game.
Nope.
He's back down.
And yeah, that's all. Beater started a game.
He looked good.
Yeah.
The innings he got.
Okay, Nick down. Ramirez has been the most used reliever.
Okay. That kind of stinks.
Four outings, no starts, 5.2 innings.
And at one point, he and Ron were tied. If they're not now, look for Ron today.
Who's Santana?
Dennis Santana,
former Met.
Hot as shit.
Met last year. Booney specifically called him out as an option.
Big neck tat, right?
Hot.
I think so.
Three appearances, 5 innings, 4 hits, 0 earned runs, 0 walks, 6 strikeouts.
Isn't
hot. Maybe that's a name to watch out for.
Luis Hill with the neck tat as well.
Yeah.
I'm in.
He had the throat.
Yeah.
The bad boy agenda.
What else you got?
That's all.
I think so. It's spring.
Get well soon, Tommy.
We're in the warehouse.
One home run can change my mind on a lot of stuff. Or like a hard hit ball.
Yeah. An honest double.
But yeah, DJ and Stan being that bad is... Hopefully they're just trying things.
They're just saving it.
Yeah.
I liked one swing I saw from DJ.
I've been dying to love a swing from Stan.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Dramatic pause.
Next week on Talking Yanks, the two of us will be talking more Yankees baseball. For now, go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Check out at a PPP or something.